Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 390, the stanzas 1 and 2. Lord, hear me in distress, regard my suppliant cry, and in thy faithfulness and righteousness reply. And what follows, Psalter 390, the first two stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Matthew 15, the verses 21 through 31. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, and nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Matthew 15, the verses 21 through 31. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And they glorified the God of Israel. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Miss Miranda Vandenberg, who was privileged to return to her home on Friday. Mrs. Kobe Slingeland, who was admitted to the hospital in the day of yesterday, and Mr. and Mrs. Daniel and Chantel Ostenbrink, who were blessed with a baby boy. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. O eternal and unchangeable Lord God, the almighty creator and the upholder of the heavens and of all the earth, the father of all mercies, the fountain of all good, then it has pleased thee, and we are all living testimonies and witnesses of thy goodness and of thy long suffering, that thou hast granted unto us and our dear children another Lord's Day, and whereat thou hast graciously watched over each and every one of us in the week gone by. Then we have received many a precious gift from above, and, Lord, that it may please thee by thy grace, that there may be hearts united to show forth thy wonderful praises and thy glory for thy wonderful works. Then we need to ask thee each time by renewal, that our prayers may be more tender, more dependent, more sincere, more genuine, manifesting the spirit of grace and of supplication. And then surely, then thou wast not dealt according to our sins, because if thou had done so, then we would not have a place in thy house in this morning hour. And it is the place where thou wast promised to work in a special way, and may it please thee to do it in this very day. Then we have heard of precious things out of thy holy word, and may the unconverted, may they be aroused to a holy jealousy, that they may receive such a place with a great need, with those vehement desires, and to receive the fulfillment of those desires, O Lord, Then thou wast written in thy holy word that thou wert still waiting to be gracious. Then there is still a place at thy footstool to receive mercy, and that only possible through the meritorial work of thy dear Son. Oh, impress it upon the hearts of all of the unconverted that we need to receive that place here in the time, because if we do not receive that special place, then we shall receive a place before thy judgment seat as a trembling sinner, and then it shall be forever and forever too late. Then there shall be no more mercy. But now on this Lord's day, then thou still profferest peace and pardon. And, Lord, thou knowest how deeply we have fallen, that it is of one side at work, and that thou wilt be inquired of the house of Israel to do it for them. Do it then for thy honor and for thy glory. Lord, may a few souls have come up, with that place of that Canaanitish woman at thy feet, and no answer yet has brought relief, Lord. Then thou hast promised that thou shalt not send them away empty. And may it then be experienced in this morning hour what that woman has experienced, that she was given to plead upon thine own word, and that she has received an answer upon her petition. Lord, thou hast promised, blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Thou hast promised for such ones that they shall be satisfied with the fatness of thy house. And that is not only once, but that is so needful each time by renewal in the life of thy people. That special place at thy footstool with their petitions, to hear thy voice, to feel thy embrace, and to receive a further instruction concerning the things of the Lord, the way of salvation, the work of a triune God. Then it is the desire of thy people when it is lively, that they may be brought to the banqueting house, and to experience thy love, and to hear thy voice. Wilt thou so bless thy church? We commend unto thee our branch. Wilt thou help the brother elder in this day, and make it an easy task for him, and that thy word may be richly blessed to the hearts of young and old. Lord, then it has pleased thee in the day of yesterday to bless and gladden a young father and mother for the first time in their married life with the birth of a little son. Oh, do grant unto those parents a low place, a humble heart, a little bewilderment, for thy precious gift thou wast spared life, and thou wast given life, and may it be accompanied with much and fervent prayer, that it may be a little son for thee, one for thy honor and for thy glory. We commend unto thee grandparents, great-grandparents, an increased blessing, an increased responsibility. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. And we commend unto thee all expecting families. May it please thee to bless and gladden them in due time with thy wonderful deeds. Lord, remember all the sick and afflicted, and then the handicapped daughter, then she was privileged to return to her dwelling after a long stay in the hospital. There are still remaining concerns. Thou wast given improvement. Ah, Lord, do watch over her and do help the parents. May their eyes be upon thee, and that the many callings, that they may be sanctified. An old widow from the care home was admitted to the hospital. We humbly ask thee, may the means be blessed, and that she may soon return to the care home and to receive tokens from above. Lord, we commend unto thee all the sick and all the afflicted, those that are undergoing treatments, those that stand in need of healing and of strengthening. Wilt thou remember the handicapped ones, the crosses and the burdens? Do remember all the elderly ones, and do comfort all the mourning ones. Ah, Lord, continue to uphold them where those places remain so empty. Wilt thou so remember and bless all the family circles? May we be found to be more a praying, a begging people. Oftentimes at thy throne of grace, needing thee for all things, also for the smaller matters in our life, and to be given to see that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness nor shadow of a turning. Lord, we humbly ask thee for thy gracious help in this hour. May it please thee to open thy precious testimony, but also to open our hearts. Ah, do go from bench to bench, from heart to heart, from dwelling to dwelling, those that are lawfully hindered. Remember the sick ones, and grant thy indispensable and divine blessing, and with profound impressions in our Lord. We can speak many a word with our lips, but it is so needful that it is experienced by thy Spirit, an unworthy people, that thou would even come under our roof. But ah, the disciples of old said, Lord, to whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Oh, do have respect unto thy covenant, and work wonderfully amongst us in the hearts of young and old. Pardon us of all of our sins, also of the past week, the sins already of this day. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 209, the stanzas 1, 2, 6, 7, and 8. To God for help will I repair, to God will I direct my prayer, and surely he will answer me. His great salvation I shall see. And what follows? Psalter 209, the stanzas 1, 2, 6, 7, and 8. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, then by renewal, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, Matthew 15, the verses 21 through 28, and we shall read the verses 26, 27, and 28. But he answered and said, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs." And she said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." And then Jesus answered and said unto her, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. The given faith of the Canaanitish woman, a refuge taken faith, an unanswered faith, a rejected faith, a pleading faith, and a triumphant faith. Beloved congregation, we have heard of the blessed place that this Canaanitish woman has received, and that was at the feet of Jesus, and that was after two buts. First, the but of verse 23, and what a deep way. But he answered her not a word. And then after the but of verse 24, it was a word to the disciples, but it was in her present and it concerned a woman. But he answered and said, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And then after those two buts, because the true work of the Lord that can stand some testing, only think of a Ruth, where Nehemiah said, "My daughter, return unto thy people and unto thy gods." But this woman, oh, she was drawn by those cords of love. She was given by the Spirit to persevere, and she has come with a great and an unbearable need. And that was the need of her little daughter that was possessed of a devil. Oh, blessed place for the church. Oh, have we received such a place in the past week? Have we begged the Lord in this morning that we may receive such a place in his house? I read in Isaiah 30 verse 18 that the Lord is still waiting to be gracious. And then he is still calling sinners to repent and to fall at his feet and to be saved. Oh, the necessity of the prayer that we are given to beg for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that we may receive that special place. Oh, as it were with a Jacob in Genesis 32, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And then upon those buts, then we read, "Then came she and worshipped him." We read in Mark 7 that she has fallen at his feet. Oh, a sister of faith, that is humility. That is now the true mark of grace, that the Spirit works that humility, learning that we have sinned it all away, undeserved, and yet such a hungering and thirsting. Ah, has Christ not begun the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, Blessed are the poor of spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. What do you think, congregation, of that woman in our text? Do you then think that the Lord Jesus Christ, as the Savior of sinners with a heart full of love and compassion, oh, he has come upon the earth, he has assumed our human nature, shall he then send such away, returning to her home empty? Oh, it is true, it shall be tried, deeply tried, through mysterious and unfathomable ways that this woman can testify of. But at the end, then she shall receive an answer upon her petitions. And then we read, then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, the second time that she has used that address, thereby implying, saying, Lord, whatever the outcome, even with those buts, oh, they can be so discouraging. The church can become so downcast. But it was the drawing love of Jesus that has kept her at his feet till she would receive her request. No, then the Lord shall never send such away. John 6, verse 37, all that the Father hath given me shall come unto me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. And then we read, upon that short prayer, oh, it was a true prayer, coming out of the bottom of her heart. Her only hope and expectation was that Jesus would answer her, that Jesus would speak unto her, and that Jesus would give her request. And then we read, and how special that is, those firsts in the life of the true child of God. Because in verse 26, then we read of another but. In verse 23, but he answered her not a word. And then in verse 24, then he has spoken to the disciples. But now in verse 26, but he answered and said, what that must have been for that woman at the feet of Jesus with her short and true prayer, Lord, help me, that she has heard that Jesus, this time not speaking to the disciples, but it was a personal word to her. Oh, how special, how unforgettable, when a child of God may experience that first time, when they may be given to believe that the Lord has spoken in such a personal way to them, fitting the circumstances, an answer upon prayer, more so a promise concerning the things of the Lord. Then we can understand that woman at the feet of Jesus, that she was all ears. But he answered and said, and what an answer that was. She would be further tried. But then Jesus has said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And in Mark 7, verse 27, then Jesus has stated, because the gospel writers, they have not written everything, different aspects. Then Jesus has said, let the children first be filled. Thus, what a message that was for that woman. It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. What a profound message that Jesus has answered upon that short prayer, Lord, help me. Then, woman, then I think it is best that you arise. Your little daughter at home, vexed with the devil, she needs you to be treated first by the disciples in such a way where she has heard the words of the disciples, send her away, for she crieth after us. And now was such a request, was such a great need, then to receive such a message, oh woman, then it is clear that it is not for you, because you do not belong to that blessed people of Israel, that people whom the Lord has chosen for himself. Has Jesus not said that he was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel? Then, woman, I think it is better to give it up. It is clear. No hope and no expectation. And yet, that woman was given to persevere. Ah, Jesus has kept her at her feet. And now that woman has listened very closely. And it is true, the child of God, when the Lord speaks unto them, then they need the Spirit to discern and to understand. We read in Psalm 36, verse 9, in thy light we shall see light. Then it can also be in the life of a child of God that they misunderstand or misapply. Then it is so needful and so profitable that such a one is given to ask for light, for instruction. Oh, I read in Psalm 32, verse 8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. My eye shall be upon thee. And now for this woman, oh, then unbelief would say that there was no hope and no expectation, but true saving faith that may listen differently. And then also in these words, seemingly to be against her, but in these words, there is hope and there is encouragement. It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And in Mark 7, verse 28, yes, Lord. Then she has later stated, then Christ has said, no, in Mark 7, verse 27, let the children first be filled. Thus then in those words of Jesus, then there is a recognition that there are children around the table, and those are the chosen people of Israel, but that there would also be bread cast to the dogs. And that woman, she is recognized that she did not belong to that blessed people, that she stood outside, but yet that the dogs, that they would also receive a portion. Thus some hope and expectation. And then especially those words in Mark 7, verse 27, let the children first be filled. Thus that word first, that means after that first serving, that there would also be some left thus even with those that word to the dogs. Then she was recognized. Then there was a little hope and expectation. And then further, then we need to understand that in Bible times, that dogs, they were looked upon as unclean animals. Many times they roamed the streets. Think of Jezebel. They have eaten her body. Think of King Ahab. They have licked his blood. Mephibosheth in 2 Samuel 8, 2 Samuel 9 has declared that he was only a dead dog. But this word in the Greek, that refers to a house dog, a little dog. That isn't allowed, privileged to live in the house, and that would also be cared for. And then it is expressed that those little dogs, oftentimes, they would be under the master's table. Thus then Jesus is given to speak of a master that was not so poor. Because when you have a very poor family, that the children are starving, then they definitely would not have such a little dog in their house. Thus then Jesus, when he was given to speak, then he was given to speak of one that had sufficient provision, it is true, has spoken of cast it to the dogs. But then this woman, in those words, then she may receive a little hope and a little expectation, filled with such a holy jealousy. Then even with those words, it was not a cut-off case. Jesus has not said, "Woman, how do you dare to come as a heathen in my presence to take my precious time? I had a desire to instruct my disciples concerning the things of the Lord and my suffering." Then Jesus has not said unto that woman, as with a Moses, Moses had such a desire that he may go with the children of Israel, whom he has led for 40 years, that he may enter into the promised land. But then the Lord has said unto Moses, "Speak no more of this matter." It was cut off. But so it was not with this woman. Oh, what a blessing when for the true child of God, when they may receive the spirit of perseverance to continue with their case before the Lord, to not leave the Lord, that they may receive a blessing. Those hungry and thirsty ones, they shall be filled. And then what did that woman now say upon those solemn words? "It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs." Then that woman, then she was given to plead upon the very words that Jesus has spoken concerning the bread and concerning dogs. Do we not read in Psalm 119, verse 49, "Remember thy word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope"? Of course, that Canaanite woman, she did not have the Old Testament. Because in the Old Testament, what precious promises there are concerning the Gentiles, those that stand outside, those that do not belong to to the church than this Canaanitish woman did not have the examples of those that did not belong to that people, but they were brought within the bounds, within the church. Think of Rahab. Think of a Ruth. Think of Naaman. Oh, think of those wise men. Then there are examples in the scriptures where also those that stood outside, that they have also received the portion of the living church of Jesus Christ. Oh, then that Canaanitish woman, then she did not know those precious words that a Simeon has spoken to a Mary, a light to lighten the Gentiles. But now this woman, she has received, oh, not so many words, but a few words from Jesus. And concerning those words, then she did not deny the truth, that the children's bread was for the children, and that the dogs only received the crumbs. No, then in that way she did not argue with the Lord Jesus Christ. Then in our text words, then that Canaanitish woman was given to bow under the words of Jesus. Then she was given to bow under the sovereignty of God. Then she was given to bow under justice. But now those words that she has received, oh, it is true, they were deep, they were profound words concerning the children's bread. Ah, then in the heart of that woman, how then the desire must have sprung up with a holy jealousy that she may belong to that people of God. But now concerning that word that Jesus has spoken, then she was given to plead upon the same. And now all the promises in God's word, they are yea and amen in Christ Jesus for the church. But now that true pleading shall be when a promise may be applied to the heart. And then for that waiting and seeking people. And it is true, in the time of that promise, then with faith they may embrace it. But now we read in the Bible many times of a waiting church. And now what a tender pleading it was. And she said, "Truth, Lord." Do you hear it, congregation? The third time that she was given to address Jesus as Lord. Then she was given to make that confession. Oh, I even read of a Job, that a Job said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him." Oh, then this woman, do we not find the place of an Esther where she has said in Esther 4 verse 16, "So I will go unto the king, and if I perish, I perish. Rather to perish at the feet of the king than elsewhere." Ah, then that woman that was given to bow, that was given to worship, that was given to agree, and yet a woman that could not miss the Lord, that could not miss his favor, ah, then that woman was given to declare, "Truth, Lord, there is a privileged people. Thou wast said, not sent, but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And she said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs," and that word refers to those little dogs, maybe boys and girls, a little puppy, in the house. And then many times, is implied that when the family sat around the table, then that little dog, that little puppy, that was underneath the table. And the Lord has a people that can become jealous of such a little dog to sit at the feet of the children when they may be partaking, and all ears to hear about the ways of the Lord, to hear how the Lord converts his people, to listen whether it is possible for an unclean sinner as I am to be saved. Then for that woman, she has taken those words up of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has spoken to those dogs concerning those little dogs, but those little dogs also have such a special place in the family circle, and that is what the woman, she was given to say, yet. That was a yet of true saving faith. The light she has given upon those words, and that with that yet she was given to plead upon the very words that the Lord Jesus has spoken. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs. Thus those dogs, such a little dog, a place in the family circle, a place under the table, and when that woman has spoken these words, then what a message it was for those disciples. At the beginning, when the disciples have said, send her away, for she crieth after us. And when Jesus has spoken to them that he was not sent, but to the lost sheep of the children of Israel, then surely those disciples, they have swelled with a little pride, because those disciples can have much trouble with that pride, that they thought Jesus was taking it up for them. But now if those disciples had listened closely and had listened well, then how ashamed those disciples would have been, because what now oftentimes happens, you can picture it, boys and girls, a father and mother gathered around the table, and underneath a little dog, and those little dogs, they need to be taught much patience, to be given to wait for their portion, but they can be so hungry and thirsty. And then boys and girls, many times, what do those little dogs now do? When the family is eating, then those little dogs, they get on their hind feet with their paws on the knees of one of the children, in that way begging. And then many times it happens that such a boy or girl secretly would give a little portion that has been given to them, they would give it to such a little dog or puppy. And that the people of God shall experience. But now, disciples, how has it now been with you? We read that the woman has said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. But then it is well known, not only crumbs that fall, but all those little ones. Oftentimes the master gives them an extra portion. And now, disciples, how has it now been? A woman has come with a great and unbearable need. A little daughter that is vexed with the devil. And your advice was, send her away, for she crieth after us. than disciples. You have not given that woman encouragement. You have not spoken kindly to her. You have not been as a family, as those children that here and there, that they give a little extra portion to those little dogs, that they may be satisfied, that they do not always have to wait to the very end. Oh, what a tender pleading of that woman at the feet of Jesus, that she was, no, she has not asked Jesus to change the truth for her. Oh, there is a Christendom that tries to twist God's word to their destruction. No, she was given to agree. She was given to bow under it. But was such a vehement desire. Oh, what a tender pleading. Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Are there a few souls that understand it? Are there a few souls that have come up in this hour, in this day, was such a need and was such a desire that you have perhaps begged, Lord, if I may now receive a little crumb from thee, from the Master, then I shall be so glad. Then I shall be enabled to return home. Was such a great rejoicing. Ah, Lord, thou knowest my desire. Thou knowest my vehement need. Thou knowest the burden of my sin. Lord, I need a token of thy favor that thou needest, that thou knowest of me. May I now hear and experience that I am one of thine. Oh, even the smallest lamb of the sheepfold of Jesus Christ, but to experience that thou knowest of me, and even to receive a crumb from the Master's table, then those crumbs, they become so great, because it comes from the King. And now was such a pleading. Shall now she have to return home empty? Then we can understand. Then it shall never be. It cannot be. The great love and compassion of the Master. Thus with that pleading, even with the word dogs, then she has still received the place in the family of God. Let us first sing. Psalter 108, the stanzas 1, 3, 5, and 6. I waited for the Lord my God, yea, patiently drew near, and he at length inclined to me, my pleading cry to hear. And what follows, Psalter 108, 1, 3, 5, and 6. Our fifth thought, a triumphant faith. Then it is remarkable, congregation, that shortly before our history, in John 6, that the Lord Jesus Christ has spoken of himself as the bread of life. And with that explanation, then we read that there were many that followed him no more. Thus the preaching of Christ as a full Savior, as the bread of life to satisfy the hungry ones, and then the chosen people of Israel, oh, it is true, there were some that believed, but many thought it was a hard saying, and it was because they were not uncovered to their sins that they were not hungry and thirsty after righteousness. And now in our history, we have a woman that is not begging for a whole loaf, it is true, as she was given to come with a great request, because her young daughter was vexed, grievously tormented with the devil, but then she was even given to plead concerning a little crumb. Ah, for that woman, even as a dog, to receive a place under the table, to be under that administration of the covenant, that was already such a privilege and such a desired blessing. And now we read in verse 28. Then Jesus answered. Oh, we read that word answered different times. And then already in verse 26. Oh, first he answered her not a word. Then he answered his disciples. Then in verse 26, but he answered, and that was the woman, and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And now in verse 28, then that woman with her pleading, and there she lie. We do not read that she has got up, that she has left, but she has waited for an answer. And then what a precious answer. Oh, in our text words, then it is as we read in Genesis 45, that Joseph, concerning his brothers, that he could no longer refrain himself, but then Jesus was given to speak such precious and such merciful words. And then it is specifically mentioned, then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, it is true. Her personal name was not mentioned. All her name was written in the book of life. But when Jesus has said, O woman, then she knew who Jesus was speaking to, because it was a word that addressed her particular case. And so there are times in the life of the true child of God, when law and gospel may be proclaimed, when there is spoken of perplexities, riddles, and questions of the experience of the true child of God, then they are given to hear that it is a personal message to them, because it fits their case so perfectly and so suitably. What a word that was for that Canaanitish woman. Oh, woman, great is thy faith. And it is true, that was a faith that was given and wrought by the Holy Spirit. That was a faith that has been merited by Christ Jesus. But now in the scriptures there are times that the Lord, that Jesus, ascribed to a soul a faith that has been given. But yet, O woman, great is thy faith. And notwithstanding the trials, notwithstanding the difficulties, then thou wert given by the grace of God to remain at my feet as a beggar. Ah, then thou wast not left, that thou would receive an answer, O woman, then thou would such great thoughts of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was able to save to the uttermost, and that he was willing to save, that he would not turn those poor beggars away. No, because they read in Luke 19, verse 10, that he has come to seek and to save those that are lost. Ah, then that woman was not put to shame. O woman, great is thy faith, and how wonderful it is concerning the disciples, different times that Jesus had to say unto them, O ye of little faith, Matthew 6, concerning the temporal needs, the cares, and how manifold they can be. And in Matthew 14, when Jesus has walked on the water, and Peter, he has sunk, O ye of little faith. And now concerning heathens, have the same with that centurion in Matthew 8, when he has sent servants concerning a sick one to Jesus, and then Jesus has come, and then he has sent messengers that he was unworthy that Jesus would come under his roof. And then Jesus has said that he had not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And now in our history, a heathen woman that has come with a great need, drawn and directed by Jesus, given to plead upon his own word, then she has heard it. Great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Then we could speak of five matters. In the first place, what a comforting word. Then we can understand. Even with those words, O woman, was such love, was such compassion, how comforting that was for that woman, that she was personally addressed with an O. And then with all ears to what follow, then in the second place, it was a commending word. Great is thy faith. Notwithstanding the trials, the testing. In the third place, it was a commanding word, because we read, be it unto thee. Do we not read in Ecclesiastes 8, verse 4, where the word of a king is there is power, and none sayest unto him, what doest thou? Then in the fourth place, it is a complying word, even as thou wilt, where she would receive her full request. And then in the fifth place, it was a completing word. O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And in Mark 7, verse 30, we read when she returned to her home that she found the devil gone out of her daughter, laid upon the bed. Oh, that daughter has experienced so much. being grievously vexed with the devil, has taken her toll on her body, but that when that woman has returned, then she was still laid upon her bed, perfectly healed, with such a peace, and that she was given to rest. And then what about, oh, what cannot be different? Not everything is written in God's word. Read at the end of John. Then the books could not contain it all. But then we can understand congregation. Oh, when she is left, when she is stood up, and when she has left Jesus, that she was given to rejoice with unspeakable joy, and with that faith given to believe that she would find her little daughter perfectly restored, then it cannot be different. Of course, she did not have the Bible, but oh, if she had the Psalms, then she would have sung those psalms of praise. Oh, Psalm 116, verse 12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits bestowed me? I will praise thee, O my King, forever and ever. Ah, we read of that thanksgiving in 1 Peter 1, verse 7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. The Lord, he does all things for his honor. And then, oh, for that woman, 'tis so profitable, we read, and Psalm 111, verse 2, that the works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. And then it can be so profitable, is so profitable, and so comforting, and so refreshing, when the child of God may be given to reflect upon the way, and then concerning special blessings, what went before, what has taken place at the moment, and what it leaves behind. And also in the Lord's providence to be given to reflect and to consider the times and the circumstances, as so we read in John 4 of that nobleman with that sick son, when he has went to Jesus and Jesus has spoken the word, when he has returned to his dwelling, that he has inquired of his servants, when that son has been healed and they were given to tell him the seventh hour. It was the same hour that the Lord has spoken those words. What a precious history, congregation. What a special place. And now there is still a place at the throne of grace for us and our children, oh, my unconverted fellow travelers. When you have heard it, may you have been filled with a holy jealousy, ach Lord. Wilt thou also grant me that place, as a poor sinner, a poor beggar, and that I may receive the portion of that Canaanitish woman, to receive my request and to be saved. There is still room, but it shall not always be. Shall come to an end. And then if we have to die unconverted, then there shall be no place of mercy. But then there shall be the judgment seat, and then there shall be a sword, and therefore earnestly do seek the Lord. Oh, do beg Him, do use the means of grace to receive that one thing needful. And this history, oh, how precious, how comforting for the living church of God, especially for the first time, to even willing to be a little dog, to receive a place under the table, still to be included, although that people write such bitter things against themselves, many times they exclude themselves like a Ruth, a handmaiden, but not like the other handmaidens. But what an encouragement to persevere, and that the Lord, oh, that the poor and needy, that the Lord will never turn them away, but that is each time by renewal. And what a privilege for the child of God, when it may be experienced, because the Lord leadeth His people in mysterious ways, such wonderful ways. Many times the way goes through the sea, through those impossible ways. But then what a blessing, what an encouragement. Oh, that Canaanitish woman is for the church of God, that the poor and needy, that He shall never turn them away, that the Lord shall never forsake the work of His own hands. And then it is so needful to be further instructed in the mystery of salvation, the work of a triune God. Oh, for that woman, how the praises of God must have been in her mouth. Oh, that she was given to tell her little daughter how she has become exercised an answer upon her petitions. And then if she had the book of the Psalms, oh, to say with the psalmist of Psalm 106, the verses 1 and 2, praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all His praise? Amen. Lord, we have indeed heard of wonderful things, of Thy compassion and Thy love for that Canaanitish woman, the trial of faith, but also that triumphant faith, and Thou wert still the same, Lord. Work so lovingly and powerfully by Thy Holy Spirit, those wonderful things of the Lord by the first time, but also by renewal. Ah, Lord, bind the seriousness of life upon all our hearts, and that one thing needful may in this day Thy kingdom be extended and the kingdom of Satan diminished. May we be given with our families to keep the Lord's Day holy. Bless the confession of faith class, grant traveling mercies, return us in this evening hour, and pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 77, the stanzas 1, 2, and 5. O Lord, by Thee delivered, I Thee with songs extol, by foes Thou hast not suffered to glory over my fall. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be baptism registration for Friday evening, February 28 at 7:30 p.m. The combined youth meeting, which is scheduled for Saturday evening, March 1 in Nobleford, and the male members meeting that was scheduled for March 18 has been rescheduled for April the 1st. Psalter 77, 1, 2, and 5.
Thank you.
say, save the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.